We love you and look forward to what you have in store. We come with expectation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. Try that again on my part. Good morning. Yeah, okay, that sounds a little better. Hey, if you weren't here last week, the good news is I can catch you up because I took notes. And the reason I'm going to go through this is because when Leah told me that she and Jake were going to be away this week and asked if I would come in and substitute for her in leading worship, I said, yeah, and of course I got to start thinking of, well, what's that going to be like? And normally what I do is just pray about it and kind of see what God lays in my heart. And it's interesting because I picked all the music a week and a half ago, which was before last week's Sunday sermon. And I just think it is amazing how God works, because what you're going to hear is that the songs we're doing this morning in terms of worship all fit perfectly with where Mark was going last week, and I hope he's going again this week. I'll find out. But the highlights that Mark hit last week were to understand that God knows all things, right? That he knows everything about everyone. That we should respond to God's knowledge. We should marvel at God's knowledge. We should believe that he knows us and still loves us. And we should receive revelation from God's knowledge. And the reason that hit so much home with me was because that's what got me from being a church attender to being a true believer. It was finally getting all of the knowledge that was in my head, as they say, down to my heart. And what got me there was the recognition, the understanding that God's knowledge is perfect and complete, and that he knows me better than I know myself, right? And so why wouldn't I want to turn my life over to somebody like that? That if he knows me better, and he says it's scriptural, he says he knows the hairs on my head, he knows my thoughts, he knows what my lying down and my getting up, and I go on and on, with the intimate knowledge God has of each and every one of us. And so when you understand that, and you understand that God defines himself as God being love, you understand that he's a good, good father, which we're going to sing about, and that he wants the best for us. And so what I'm hoping that through the praise and worship we do this morning, that you'll have a deeper appreciation, a deeper sense of the fact that God is trying to speak to each and every one of us all the time. And he's trying to do it in a loving way for our benefit. So in terms of a practical, you know, working knowledge of that, what I'm hoping is that maybe some of these songs will get stuck in your head. They usually get stuck in mine. And so, you know, you carry them out of here and into your week. And that maybe what you'll find yourself is that as you interact with people, or maybe you're reading something, or you see something on the television, and you want to react to it, right? And that we all do, right? We interact with our world. I just want you to have a little bit of a kind of gut check, a little bit of a whoop, and say, wait a minute, God, what's your thought about that? Your knowledge, your ways are much more perfect than mine. So my reaction to it might be, oh, you know? But is that what you would react to? Is that what you would think? You know, maybe I should change the what would Jesus do to what is Jesus thinking, you know, and try to apply it to my own brain. But we have so much, you know, we kind of run on autopilot. And I think sometimes we complicate things and we want to make prayer some, you know, great act of piety and, you know, whatever, the high church kind of thing. No, prayer is just conversation with God. It doesn't need to be any fancier than that. And so when those, I don't know, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, whatever, you know, just kind of a, whoa, God, what's your thought on that? You know, what? No, what's not my reaction to it? What's not my way of doing it, but what's yours? Okay. Anyway, that was my inspiration. If you can, please join me. And we'll start off our praise with a more traditional piece of music, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, lead me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee.
Amen. I will ever give to thee. That concept of guiding me day in and day out. By Lord, reign in me.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. 'Cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Won't you reign in me again? Won't you reign in me again?
Amen. Yeah, Lord, reign in me. Yeah, you're allowed to. Come on. We have freedom in the Spirit, right? We have freedom in worship. So if that means clapping, clap. Hey, if it confuses me, that's okay. It'll be an excuse. All right, who you say I am?
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Amen. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Amen. There's a place for us in our Father's house. We are children of God. And like a good, good father, he talks to us. Question is, are we willing to listen?
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loving you. loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Yeah, that's our identity. Our identity in Christ. God tells us who we are. We are his children. And we are loved by him. A simple chorus to close out this time of worship. Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the change my heart, O God. make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
Repeat that whole thing.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God.
Let that be our prayer.
Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Lord, that is our prayer, that you would change our hearts, that that would come about because we would be listening to you. We would be listening for that still, calm voice that's there to guide, to direct, to lead, to bring us into a deeper relationship and a deeper fellowship with you. It all starts with our responding to God. He did it all. For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He's always taken the initiative. He's still taking the initiative. As he calls out to us, I just ask that we would be listening and attentive to that voice and allowing us to change us from the inside out. Lord, for this time together, I thank you. I just ask that you would be guiding and directing Pastor's words as he brings your message to us this morning, that we can be changed to be made more like you day by day. In Christ's name, I pray it all. Amen. You may be seated. Pastor, come on up.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Isabel. Thank you, Jim, for leading us this morning. And at this time, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for Children's Church with Miss Steph and Miss Rachel.